Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show.
Only it's Thursday.
Yep, thank you. Mm-hmm. It is Thursday.
It's May.
Mm-hmm. Wasn't it okay when it was just Justin saying it? I felt like that was a little bit more.
I really like that one. That's a good one. It brings
our
back
very own
memories.
Sarah Clark. You know,
yeah, right. I felt like it was really good though before.
I don't know.
Coming up at
May.
By 9:45, you guys, Vinny and V Hale go to war. It's the epic battle royale.
Is it war?
It's a little one-sided.
It seems like a war if it's a slaughter.
It can't be, right? It's a massacre. The epic massacre royale will happen in the 9 o'clock hour. V. Hale will be on. You know, we're six games in. She's due for a win.
Either way, she's delightful.
She wins or loses. She's so fun.
I like her a lot. Yep.
Such a fun girl. All right, let's do this.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? I just had all these statements I was going to make about V. Hale. I'm going to keep my mouth shut. This Alice Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Fremont Bank knows education must continue in a crisis. Supplies are running low everywhere, so Fremont Bank Foundation gave nearly $600,000 to Bay Area school districts. Students and teachers will have access to more personal protective equipment, technology, and so much more of what they need now, thanks to Fremont Bank, everyone. Mm-hmm.
Thanks, Fremont
I got a
Bank.
Bunch of stuff to get to, so let me try and run through as much here as I can. So Charles Schwab is a bank here in the Bay Area. They're actually nationwide, but they're from here. And apparently they do a wealth survey, and they've recently done this here in the Bay Area. Even with prices rising, Bay Area residents actually lowered their perspective on what it takes to be considered wealthy from last year to this year. So I thought it was interesting because if you were to ask someone what a Bay Area citizen needs now in order to be considered wealthy. Now, I don't know if they include like the cost of your house in this. I'm guessing they do. Like it's your whole
net worth.
Right.
Okay.
They
say,
you need to have a net worth of $3.8 million this year to be considered wealthy. It's down from last year of $4.5 million. But $3.8 million is what it would take to be considered wealthy in the Bay Area.
Dang.
What I would say to that, because that, you know, we have this old vision of becoming a millionaire. I want to be a millionaire, everybody.
So and if you then, have a, well, these days, God, like a house, like some cruddy house is $3 million.
That's what I was going to say is, you know what? That's, I get where people are coming from when they say something like that, but you could easily be living check to check and have a net worth of $3.8 million.
Just from owning the cruddy house that you've got.
Right. So that doesn't make you wealthy. That makes you, you know, you're doing okay.
Your and house if you, poor.
If you cash out and leave the state, you'd do good. Whether or not you'd be able to not work again, I don't know. But that still seems, just things have changed so much.
Know, they really have. When I was really a kid, if you'd changed. Said, you know, if you have $1 million, you know, it seems so out of reach. Now it's a billion.
This,
you know,
again
cool?
is from a Charles Schwab dollars. Bank here locally. The net worth, and this is about the Bay Area specifically. Okay. The net worth it takes to be financially happy also came down. To be a happy financially person in the Bay Area, you need to have a net worth of $1.8
million. Oh.
Which is still a whole big ask for a lot of people, and yet even that, you're probably at 1.8. If you own a house, your check to check, man.
Especially if you, but look, if you bought your house 15 years ago, you might actually be worth that and not even realize it.
Well, I know that, you know, my Aunt Julie. Hi, Aunt Julie.
Hi,
Aunt Julie.
They bought a house in Redwood City a million years ago, uh-huh. whenever that was. You know, I don't know exactly. But they owned it the whole time and paid on that thing. And when they sold it and she retired, they cashed in big and went, and they had to move out of the state. They moved to Georgia and bought a big, you know.
Mm-hmm. Man, you can get a freaking mansion in Georgia for $650.
They got a giant house, a bunch of land. Mm. My uncle, who was always in. My uncle's the guy who mounted my butt. You know that guy.
Oh, I do. Certainly, yes.
My uncle
right.
Bill.
There's a story behind that, but we'll just leave it at he mounted your butt. Okay,
right.
Go on.
My uncle was always in construction, so his big dream was to have this, you know, what are those, earth mover.
Oh,
you know,
his own backhoe or what
have
you.
Yeah,
right.
He got to have one of those and, you know, go out and dig in the yard and build mountains or whatever.
You know, this
I don't
yard
know.
Needs a hole in it. Let's do that.
Right. So they did well, and I see that you can, but I don't see 1.8 million net worth here in the Bay Area making you, well, it's very sad that that's the way things have gone. The article is in SF Gate, and it's a Charles Schwab poll about what it takes to be considered wealthy and also financially happy if you want to read deeper into that. Let me ask you a question.
I'm ready for questions.
Is it okay to ask someone, have you gotten the vaccine?
Yes.
It is.
I think it is. I'm having
allowed
a poker
to be
game
your business.
This week. Absolutely. And here's why. Because I'm having a party and I'm prejudiced against unvaccinated people.
No.
I said everyone at the poker night is double vaxxed. This Saturday we're having poker. If you're not double vaxxed, let me know because I don't want to be responsible for you getting sick. Or someone in your family getting sick or potentially dying. This is a party where everyone is going to be vaccinated. That's my guarantee to you. And while probably there's, you know, health secrecy laws that would prevent that from happening, I wouldn't hesitate to tell someone what my vaccination status was. But then again, I was willing to get it. And there are plenty of people out there
right.
who are like pissed off about it.
Well, I can see why people would feel like that's their privacy, but there's almost 60% of adults in the country now have gotten the COVID vaccine. So the question was asked, that's where it's at, apparently. The question was asked, is it cool to ask people if you're part of that group? Some say, no, that's absolutely rude to get into someone's medical history. But
well, for
most,
no reason?
Most say, that's not rude at all. That they could get you sick. Absolutely, you have every right to protect yourself and your family and ask someone, what's your status?
Right.
You got that thing? So 68% of the people who were polled in this, is it okay to ask that question, said, it's not rude at all.
Yeah.
You can ask. So there you go.
And certainly the person could answer in any way that they choose.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, lying and is what you'd hope they wouldn't do, but sure.
You'd hope. Sure, you would.
There's a 53-year-old guy named David Stavely. Oh, he's from Andover, Mass. I thought you might say, oh, David.
Oh, I know David Stavely. Oh, Stavely, sure, from Andover. Uh-huh. Got it. All right. What's going on with him?
Last year, he took $440,000 in PPP loans to pay the employees at three of his restaurants. The problem is he actually only owned two restaurants, and they weren't open, so he didn't have employees. So he was running a scam. He didn't need the $440,000. He was the first person in the country, David Stavely from Andover, Mass, was the first person in the country charged with fraud over the PPP loans last year. Then he came up with another plan.
Okay.
Instead of, you know, facing the music, he decided to fake his own death.
Uh-oh.
So last May, his car turned up on a beach in Massachusetts with his wallet and a suicide note. When the U.S. Marshals investigated, they couldn't find any evidence that he'd actually killed himself. They tracked him down a few months later using a fake identity in Georgia.
Oh, Georgia. You go there, you know, 440 will get you a nice place.
He took a deal last week to plead guilty to conspiracy and failure to appear in court and to bank fraud and identity theft charges were dropped, but he'll be sentenced in June. How much time for stealing $440,000 in our taxpayer money to support businesses that didn't run and then faking his own death? How much time does David Stafely of Andover, Mass get?
Well, let's see here. Based on how... I'll say 6 years. I'll say he's facing 6 years.
Wow.
Is it way lower?
And they don't say what he... I was just curious what you thought.
I don't know what... Okay. You know, I'm sure those carry certain penalties, but I'm always surprised by how low things are sometimes, and I feel like, you know... I don't know.
It's trippy because I'd say, on one hand, it would be really easy for me to get worked up into a freaking lather over people stealing taxpayer money. Like, that's money we paid to the government that they turned around and gave to people, and that dude stole it.
To help them, to keep them afloat, right.
So I could easily get furious about it. Did he, you know, physically harm anybody? No.
Yep, true.
You know? Is he running a scam? Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, you know, it's remember back in 08 when the whole thing tanked and no one went to jail?
Right.
That's just a pretty good indicator of, like, people's lives were ruined. They did harm people, nobody got any trouble. So this guy, you know, he'll probably get 6 weeks. Who knows?
Probation.
Yeah, that's, I can see why it wouldn't amount to much, even though, dude... Those of us who are out here working and are paying our taxes, which are due Monday, by the way, you know, come on, man.
Did they recover some of the money?
I think they were able to get the money back, and he's got to face whatever penalties for what he spent. Mm. Sure, but that doesn't change the fact that he took anyway.
Yeah,
I'll move on.
No, I'm with you. It's angering, maddening.
Uh huh. So social media is fun. Everybody's on there, including
your
grandma.
Right up until it's not.
There's a 28-year-old woman named Audrey Francisquini.
Oh, Francisquini. Okay.
Francisquini from Miami Beach, Florida. She works in sales at Carnival Cruise Lines, and she's been trying to become a thing on Instagram. By the way, just a quick note.
Sure. Oh, yeah.
I was looking on my Instagram, social media of all things, during the break. Uh-huh. Michael Franti is launching a soul rocker cruise.
Oh,
he's announced
fun.
It this morning. So, like, I'm reading this going, oh my God.
Do you have to be vaccinated?
I guess you'd have to be, but I don't know.
Right.
But it's going to be a cruise ship that leaves from Florida and goes around the Bahamas, and he'll be the performer. And I guess they'll do yoga.
He's super interactive with people. He doesn't just show up, do his show, and then hide in his cabin. Like, he will be... He's
in the crowd.
Yeah. He just loves to be among the people.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, I could see that being pretty fun. Bryn, maybe, I don't know. You do know him. You love cruises. I mean, it sounds right up your alley.
Exactly.
Anyway, back to Audrey Francisquini.
Francisquini.
And she's trying to become a thing on Instagram.
Is she cute?
I don't have a picture of her, but...
I mean, she's private, so I can't see her
She locked it up. Well, she's in trouble now.
Right.
Oh, what'd she do?
Audrey went to a high school in Hialeah, Florida, and pretended she was a student who was there to enroll. She had a backpack and was carrying a skateboard and trying to look like a youngster.
She does look really young in her profile pic. You know... If you want to be a thing on Instagram, shouldn't you not have a locked account?
Well, that's what I'm saying. She got in trouble. She may have just locked her account. Like, she's in trouble.
Oh.
So she went to the school, was at the front gate. I guess they have a security guard there who said, okay, you're coming to enroll. We'll let you in. He lets her in. And then she starts passing out flyers to students with her Instagram handle on them. Like, hey, follow me on Instagram.
Oh, so the whole point of her getting onto school grounds was to pass out flyers to
her Instagram, which, you know, I thought flyers were for keggers, but apparently they're also to find your way to Instagram accounts.
Oh.
The security guard saw her passing out flyers for her, IG handle on it. And they kicked her out, and then they called the cops, and the cops used info from the flyers to figure out who she was, and then they went to her house that night and arrested her for trespassing.
Oh.
She's in trouble. She only has about 900 followers. There she is.
Frances Sweeney.
Audrey Frances Sweeney. Seemed like a nice enough lady, but come on.
Yeah, I wonder what's her hook. You know, once she gets you over there, you got to feel like there's something to see.
Well, let's see what her page says. Protect our children. Raise awareness, spread the word.
Protect our children. Yeah. That's the whole thing. Yeah, Audrey Frances Sweeney. Well, it sounds like she has 1,300 followers now. That's good news.
Oh, she's gone up.
Yeah.
Oh. It worked. Good for her.
All the kids at the school follow her. Right. She wants to protect us. We gotta follow her.
Another story out of Florida while we're there.
All right.
A 40-year-old woman in Port St. Lucie. She's named Melanie Escalera. And she was driving drunk after she went to a bar with some friends on Saturday, and then she ended up crashing into three parked cars on her way home.
Uh-oh.
After the third one, her own car caught fire, and so the police were called out and put the fire out, and of course she was driving drunk, so she was busted. When they asked her if she'd been drinking that night, she explained, "I just left the bar where I was supposed to be the designated driver." So it sounds like she left people behind.
That's better.
Which is a better move
than driving them drunk,
you know, bringing them on your.
No, I'm fine. I'm the DD. Let's go.
Your car crash home.
Yikes.
Anyway, there was no one in the car, so she left her friends. Police did find an empty bottle of whiskey in the front seat. She likes Rebel Yell.
Oh,
there it is.
Oh, that
I don't know that whiskey, but whiskey was my drink. I liked it.
It is full on empty. I mean, there is not a drop of brown in that bottle.
Nope.
Almost looks like she might have filled it up with water when she left the bar to just drink on her way home. The taste of essence of whiskey.
The three car wrecks and the fire totaled the car.
Oh, boy.
And it looks like in her mugshot, her face got a pretty serious cut. The police posted photos of her burned up car on Facebook and added, quote, "If you have a designated driver, make sure they don't drink." She's looking at DUI charges, and I'm sure she's going to have to make good on the car she's destroyed on the way home.
She's in big trouble. Insurance probably doesn't pay out if you were driving drunk and smashed up three cars, right?
I don't know.
I don't either.
I don't know how that works. Our text number is 800-400-3697. 408 says, "Secret Shows and Vinny's Epic Battle Royale." What is this, 2014?
Yeah, turns out. Yeah. Going back in time. Back to the good old days before the pandemic.
Right.
Ruined everything. Mm-hmm. Nostalgia.
Let's see. "Don't trust advice from these polls. They're the same dopes who stop on the freeway and make their exit. To make their exit rather than eating it and turning around." Yeah, you know what? I mentioned that, I don't know, last week or whatever, but it seems maps and these car directions have stopped the all, "Whoops, I missed my exit." Now everyone just goes, "Oh, that was it."
It will reroute you. Your destination has not changed. It'll find you another way.
Yeah.
Just keep going and pay more attention to it, you know?
Right.
Don't mute it.
"No time if he pays back double what he took," says 415. "Why spend more money to house and feed and get free medical care on taxpayers he stole from?"
Agree with that. Yeah. He's not going to be able to come up with $440,000 extra dollars, though. So,
510 says, "I think it's totally okay to ask about being vaccinated. However, keep in mind, even if vaccinated, you can carry COVID and pass it along. The person that is not vaccinated is actually the one at more risk."
Yep.
People need to remember that fact.
But even if you're vaccinated, you can still catch it. We just, you know, it's not an end all. But if we all were vaccinated, you'd have such a lower chance. We'd be that much safer.
I'm so encouraged as I look around and see people emerging, and I was out on the roads over the weekend and they're busy. It's nice.
Yep.
Oh, right. We are going to go back to normal or something like it.
And we'll have even learned things. We'll, you know, maybe we'll figure some things out and be the better for it in some ways.
In the 9 o'clock hour, which is couple minutes away. We will do, we'll read your texts, and also there will be a battle.
Yes.
Of some sort.
It, not epic, but it'd be kind of a one-sided battle.
Maybe not. You don't
maybe
know.
Maybe she'll just come and crush you today.
I hope that's the case. She could have been setting me up.
Like sharking you?
Yeah.
5 days straight of sharking you, and then just hammer down.
Talks me into betting her $5, and next thing you know, I'm out.
Oh.
Anyway,
maybe
that's
next. We should put a money
thing. Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.